Today is Monday, the 31st of March, in the fourth week of Lent. Eliza King sings All Things New. As you listen, what of God's creative work do you see in your life and in the world around you? Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah. Behold, he makes all things. He makes all things new.
For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy, and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit.
Our reading today begins with God's words to Isaiah, "I am about to create." These words, coming from the Creator of the world, might bring a thrill of excitement, wonder, delight perhaps. Recall a feeling of anticipation you have felt when on the threshold of beginning a task or creating something new. something that might bring about change. I am about to create new heavens and a new earth, says the Lord. The former things will not be remembered. Can you begin to imagine this new Jerusalem, described to Isaiah? Which elements do you most long for? Light? Joy? Healing, perhaps? What else? The former things will not be remembered. Which former things would you be relieved to be able to forget? As you listen to the reading again, notice the sentences which begin with "no more."
For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy, and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit.
Continue in prayer, delighting in this imagery of God's new creation coming to life, where the sound of weeping will no longer be heard. Perhaps praying, "Come, Jesus, come." Thank you. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.